Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. Okay, NBA draft tonight. I know Pistons don't have a pick, but let's try to have a little fun. Even if you just tune in to, it's like a car wreck, right? You watch the NASCAR to see somebody wipe out. It's time for Big Black Rumors.
Yes, it is that time of year, guys. Time for the Big Black Rumors. This time, the NBA edition. So let's start with... let's start with the Boston Celtics, because I see this report here, and I didn't want to do this, but I'm just going to go ahead and start with them. Yes, Brown and White discussions, teams are calling about it, but the rumor is there are teams in the top 10 of tonight's draft that are making trade offers as we speak. This is according to Brian Windhorst.
Okay, so I think both things can be true. Yes, teams are calling. I still have doubts that either gets dealt. I think the Celtics are playing it smart, which is, oh yeah, they're available, but you're going to have to overwhelm them with something. Like, for instance, if the Spurs called with the number 2 pick and Castle, I think that's something the Celtics look at. Not that the Spurs will or should. You know, I read a report, the Raptors offered number 9 and Jakob Poeltl. You can offer it. It's respectful. Would I do it? No. I think Sam Hauser gets traded. Would love to see the Pistons get him. But no, David, I don't think either would get dealt. Would I be mad? Absolutely not. I think the Celtics are assassins. They're cold. They're calculated. Next year's a gap year. Yeah, I would trade Jaylen Brown. I have no problem with it. But it's got to be for a value.
See, I think the Spurs are the one team with number 2. If the Giannis thing doesn't go through, you can go out there and say, okay, you get Dylan Harper. You can kind of hit the reset button. We'll take Jaylen. We'll do whatever. So if it does happen, I would think it's only the Spurs.
Here's your big 3. De'Aaron Fox, JB, and Wemby.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, is that what you want? Again. Your team's going to blow up in a few years. Welcome to the NBA. Go ahead, David. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to
belabor that. You all have segued into a number of things that we could talk about. I'll jump into this one since you all mentioned the Spurs, because Philadelphia, they sit at number 3. And according to Jake Fisher, NBA insider, they are calling the Spurs, trying to still get up to number 2.
Of course they are.
But the report says the Spurs don't want to miss out on Dylan Harper.
No.
So it's probably not going
to
happen.
Philly doesn't have anything to offer them that's remotely interesting. Right. Like, what are you going to do? Offer Maxi in 3? No. And if you're the Spurs, you're sitting there with all the leverage.
If you're the Spurs, worst case scenario, you just draft Dylan Harper and he's yours. But you're trying to work the phone. Right. You're trying to make that trade. Why would I let Philadelphia have that advantage? Why would I let them deal with Milwaukee and deal with all these other teams?
The only thing I'm doing with that number 2 pick is I'm shopping for a Jaylen Brown or a Giannis. Like, I want a player because the clock has started.
Yeah.
I don't have Wemby cheap for very much longer. But see, again, we're not allowed to be urgent in this city. I'll just let it simmer. I'll let it develop. It'll all shake out. Yeah.
So this next one is not a rumor. It is more of a discussion. It is draft related. It is an individual that will be drafted tonight.
Yes.
It is Ace Bailey.
Oh, my Lanta. The stories around this kid. Go ahead.
So it appears now that he wants to be drafted 6 to 8 in that range because he feels that those teams in Washington, New Orleans, and Brooklyn are better fits for him. So he wants to be drafted out of the top five. And people say, well, how can he do this? Well, he's been doing it by turning down all individual workout opportunities for anyone inside the top five.
So much so, I think I was reading that Paul George is just basically like, who is this kid that he can make these types of demands?
Correct.
Who the hell are you?
Yeah, who's Paul George?
Why don't you do that failing podcast, PG? Now, here's the other thing. Also for Ace Bailey, he ain't 6'10 no more.
No, he's not.
Mm-hmm. He's 6'7.
Yeah. Funny thing happened when he went to the combine.
But the craziest part is his team, handlers, wartime consigliers, whatever you want to call them, they're costing him $15 million by falling outside of the top five.
Correct. He refused to work out for teams. It's like,
that's
no.
insane.
And these were teams that were up there, and like, nah, I'm good. Like, I'm going to dictate where I want to go. It's like, you're not that good.
You don't like him.
Not like this, no, because this tells me he is going to be problematic. He's not trying to get to a team and learn how to become a better player. This is a guy who he'll go to a team and he'll just basically, the fans will turn on him because it's going to be like, you really don't even want to be here. You know, he'll become the modern day Zion who never really embraced New Orleans.
Why should he have? But go ahead.
What I don't understand is, okay, I get maybe wanting to go to Brooklyn. I get that. But you prefer Washington or New Orleans?
Here's why, though.
Because you're going to play.
Yeah, well, the D.C. thing too, David, the trade they made yesterday sets them up to have north of $100 million of cap space next summer. Way better free agent class. They've been rebuilding for a while. I'm not telling you it's right. I want you to understand the why.
And I think also if you go to D.C. or New Orleans, chances are you're going to be playing right away. You're not going to go to the G League. You're not going to be spending. They need you. They need bodies on the court. Your face is going to be on the ticket. But yeah, I mean, Brooklyn holds like what, 5 first round picks now?
Yeah, but they're all crap. They're all dog.
And you know what? He may be one of them because everybody may say, "Yeah, we're going to pass on him."
It's not necessary.
More rumors here from Yahoo Sports, and it is about Jonathan Kuminga. Reports say that the Chicago Bulls and the Miami Heat could potentially be suitors for him this offseason. Yes, he is a free agent. Probably going to be a sign and trade. Miami's in it because they lost out on KD. Your thoughts there?
I'll give you one thing and the rest is Rico's. When reports come out that you're basically looking Curry off to do heat check threes of your own, I kind of worry about your mindset. Mm-hmm. Here's Rico Beard.
What he just said, I mean, you couldn't make it work out in Golden State. You wanted to be the guy. You know, good luck going after him. I think he hurt himself by playing that style. I mean, he could have just waited until the off season and said, okay, I want to move, and then your market value would be higher rather than right now you're discounted because you're tainted. Like, I don't know if I want you on my team.
Want your thoughts on this next rumor. We did talk about Paul George's name came up for a quick second. Well, about this rumor here, trading him and the number 3 pick to Utah for Markkanen and the number 21 pick. That is a rumor that is out there for the draft tonight.
Run it by me one more time.
Paul George and the number 3 pick from Philly goes to Utah for Lauri Markkanen and the number 21 pick.
God, that Paul George contract is odious.
They are regretting it already.
But the number 3 pick, why would Ainge put them deeper into a rebuild? Like, the reports of the Jazz wanting Jaylen Brown, because that's who Danny Ainge targeted and took when he ran the Celtics, makes a lot more sense. If you're Utah, why do you want the 3rd and the 5th pick? You could offer both of those to San Antonio. They're not giving you number 2. And Dallas is not giving you Cooper Flagg. That's just the type of Danny Ainge madness. Sure, why not? Why, that's right up Danny Ainge's alley. I wouldn't know what to say.
Unless they're just tired of Paul George and
well, on the Philly side, right. You're tired of Paul George and you have to have the 3 pick to attach
right.
to him.
He's that
no
odious.
One wants him.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, if you can get Utah to say, yeah, go for it, but
I would not trade for Paul George. If I'm any team in the NBA, just let
no,
him sit
and if
there
I'm Philadelphia,
Philly.
This is the other thing. Why does Philadelphia even want to use that pick? Look, you have got to figure out what you're doing. I think Maxey's the best player they got because Embiid's availability is in constant question now. But if you give away the number 3 pick and Paul George and you get Markkanen, Are you winning the East?
No.
I have doubts. Like, I feel
you'll
like...
You'll be competitive, but I don't think you'll win the East. I think the East is you just got to be able to show up to the table
and see who else is healthy and you can put out that big three, sure. But, man, I love JoJo, but the health's a problem.
Then I'll close it out with this. Just a question, not a rumor here, but a Shams brought up how Giannis is open-minded considering options outside of Milwaukee. We are a week away from the opening of free agency. Will he move?
I feel like if he's not traded tonight, then he won't. I mean, what's the point? Like, to get Giannis, you got to give up picks and stuff, right?
I think tonight he'll end up becoming a Spur.
Also, can someone spend 15 minutes with Shams on how to do TV? He puts a comma after every word, essentially. He talks like someone's holding a gun to his head. Like, did ESPN do any test shows with him?
Like, what?
He can't talk.
It's that bad.
The Celtics and the he sounds like Johnny Five when you pulled the batteries out. Like, it's unbelievable.
He's talking like he's writing out his posts for social media.
Yes,
that's what he's doing.
That's why I said it's like he puts a comma after every word, and I'm going.
I think he's trying to go for the dramatics. So if you go slower, then you get people leaning forward, waiting on that every word.
Look, dude.
It doesn't work.
It's just, it's not hard. Take a class.
Yeah, we miss Woj already, don't we?
I do.
Yeah. Those are your NBA.
He was like your wise uncle.
Yes,
you're right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, David, a couple of the ticket techs. I have a fun draft, little trivia, kind of blitz deal. We'll do at 4:30 just to prime people for tonight. One of the storylines you had in your rumor segment was the Ace Bailey thing. I mean, my God, what kind of advising are you doing when you cost your client $12 to $15 million? That is remarkable stuff. Go ahead, though. What did the ticket text say?
Yeah, if Harper and Ace Bailey are so sweet, why did Rutgers blow last year? They are awful.
You're nailing it.
When Bailey screams Jalen Green, he says.
You know, well, maybe that.
There's an element to it.
The thing is, how you play in college doesn't necessarily equate to how you play in the pros. But, yeah, Rutgers had high expectations with two top five picks, and they didn't make the tournament. I'm not talking about the NCAA. They didn't make the Big Ten tournament.
That's it. Fire Steve Yzerman. Kenny for president. Make the Wings great again. Adam at work.
I wish we could have a different conversation, but it'll go to a bad place. I do, and maybe we'll do it tomorrow. I do wonder if, look, based on our urgency index, like, have people just given up? I haven't. I still think they can get it right. I still think Yzerman can get it right. But, man, for people to put them bottom of the list of urgency,
Rico? I don't think people have given up, Mike. I think people just want to see something. Like Kenny, refreshing. You just want to see something because you're holding out hope and you're getting nothing in return. A rumor, anything, and I think it'll be enough for Wings fans.
Kenny was up working the phones till 10 p.m. with the hot dog roller going and the salsa in the warmer.
That's right. And bothering me. I'm kidding. It wasn't a bother at all, dude. I laughed. I got a good chuckle. It was fine.
It's the salsa.
He's like, listen.
It's the salsa in the warmer.
He goes, hear me out before you say no. And I'm like, what? And he's like, now listen. If we redesign this deal, and I'm like, oh, my God, he's litigating a fake trade from the radio show. What is happening here? And I couldn't accuse him of being drunk. It was in perfect English. No. The spelling was good.
I like the passion. It's just like, okay. So Mike says, yes. All right, I got a deal.
Call the commissioner's office.
But have you ever gotten stuck on a sports thing, even if it's complete fiction that's just between your ears? You get stuck on it and you're like, how do I fix this? How do I make this happen?
Yeah, it's called every day of our life doing this.
Right.
And thinking I couldn't, of topics or like how to play stuff or what to do with stuff. Yeah.
I had 4 hours and I couldn't figure it out in the 4 hours we were on the air yesterday. So I had to figure out a way.
Yeah, it's, look, maybe tomorrow. Because the Pistons don't have a pick tonight, maybe tomorrow's the day we do a little bit of that for the Wings. Certainly Friday. I'm still holding out hope they're going to have an impactful offseason, because if they don't, I find their existence hard to explain. I don't know what to do.
And I think that's just it, because everybody wants to see something. Yes or no, do you think the Pistons make a pick tonight?
No.
No. David, you think the Pistons make a pick tonight?
No. No. Not even close.
Kenny?
Yeah, they'll make a pick tonight. All right.
So, Kenny, I've got some ideas. You got a second? I'm going to type out 3,000 words to you of who I want.
See, I think they move up.
I'm kidding. It's fine. I laugh.
They move up to the tail end of the first round.
Oh, up next, Rico with a deep dive on Neek Clifford from Colorado State. It's going to be awesome. I have no idea. You know what? I don't care. Do whatever you want. Let it marinate. Things. Let's go to Jason, 97.1. Jay, what's going on, buddy?
That was an excellent leeway. Thanks, Mike, for that.
Yes, sir. What's going on?
So real quick for Kenny, what do you think for Gavin McKenna for Michigan State?
I mean, he's going to be great. That's all he's the next hotness, right?
He hasn't committed yet, though. That's where do you think he'll go?
Wait a minute. Is this the kid that there's rumors that Penn State is going to buy him?
Yeah, it's Penn State, Michigan State, I think are the top two, right?
I don't know. Sure.
Yeah, he's supposed to be the next, you know, McDavid, apparently.
Yeah, he has so much hype around him. Yeah, this guy, I mean, hopefully he can live up to it.
Okay. Now, Jason, let's get the things our listeners do care about, please. I beg of you.
I hear you, guys. I hear you. So kind of just leaning more towards Pistons, the fact that, you know, we always, in terms of Pistons, we're looking for, you know, a forward that, you know, a stretch forward, and having that Porzingis return kind of makes you turn and look and say, hey, you know, we could have had that. You know what I mean?
I don't know what's happening here. You know what?
So you're saying that the Pistons should have gone after Porzingis?
No, I'm just talking about the return, as in the return that you got for Porzingis. You know, there's opportunities to be out there.
No, there are.
We don't know.
Okay, but there are. And look, this was brought up this morning, and like at least Cookies admitted this much. You know, Porzingis was essentially free. Do I think you should have done cartwheels? No. Is he going to play 80 games? No. But is he an interesting chess piece that if you can keep him upright for 60 games? As a compliment to Durin, you can have an offensive center and a defensive one. You can have a 3-and-D elite rim protector. Jason, I understand it. I do. I'm not going to kill them for not being involved on that one, but it's an expiring deal, minimal risk, and by all accounts, there's never been a bad word about Zinger as a teammate.
Yeah. And that's where I'm not saying we need to be involved, but I'm just saying that's what the market is showing.
Yeah, the guy, if there's a Celtic you want that gets you better on the margins, that isn't going to be hugely expensive, and then I don't have to deal with coworkers misrepresenting things I say on the air, it's not an all-in move. Go get Sam Hauser. 42% career three-point shooter. I think he's turned himself into an above-average defensive player. And 6'7 wing. Pedigree. Championship. Played a big role on that team. I like him, and he's on one of the best contracts in basketball. 4 years, $45 million.
Think that happens tonight?
What, Hauser gets dealt? Yeah. Probably. Here? No. I after what Trajan, you know what? Hi, Mike Valenti here for the Rico Beard School of Benefit of the Doubt. I'm just going to take Trajan at his word. So, no. But would that be a move that makes the Pistons better in the margins? Absolutely it would.
Well, be curious.
4 years and $45 million?
It would.
That's a 50% discount on a starting level comp, generally about $21 million a pop for a starter. You could make him your sixth man. You could start. You do whatever you want. The point is, if I have Hauser at 11, I can pay Beasley whatever he wants. Now look at more elite three-point shooting. And Hauser had no problem making threes in the playoffs, unlike other people.
Oh, boy.
I'm making a point to you. I've seen one guy do it. Oh, up next, I know, Pistons nerd. Yeah, but he was on a Boston team with talent. Okay. Then you know what? Acquire no one. See how that works. Just put a pair of shoes out there. Pass the ball to it like Cade did to Durin. Balled it up in the fifth row.
I just really hope that the Pistons do something tonight. I know what he said. I'm kind of like Kenny hitting the refresh over there.
Well, Kenny told me he was watching a funny episode of 227 last night. Now that he has a black friend.
I just want anybody to do anything tonight.
This 106 in Park is fabulous.
From BC. Was Kenny texting in bed like Russell Wilson? Hey, Vellini, we got a deal?
Yes.
Hey, yes. Vellini.
Right, the image.
We have a deal.
The image of nude Kenny texting me about Noah Dobson. Forever nightmare fuel. Mm-mm. Kenny just scratching his belly, texting away.
Nope.
So if I throw you Pelican.
Don't need that. We lost cabin pressure.
I could say something, but it's a Friday at 5:30 remark. Okay. I'm not doing it right now. Too early in the week. Okay. All right, good place to stop. Do you want your draft trivia?
Yes.
We'll have a little fun before we get back into the serious stuff. All right, FanDuel, nothing says summer fun like excitement to things like baseball, which, let's be real, it's hard to watch a nine-inning baseball game. They have Home Run Tuesdays. They have more betting markets than anyone else. So FanDuel has got you covered, even with stuff like, hell, you want to bet a golf tournament, soccer, they got it all. Open the app today, daily promotions. If you're new to FanDuel, you can bet $5, get $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. Open the FanDuel app today or visit FanDuel.com/ticket. You can get started. 21 and up, present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms. Sportsbook.FanDuel.com. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, so we're going to have some fun. We'll get back to serious business in a second. NBA draft is tonight. I can't offer you some mock draft or some breakdown of Nick Collins from Colorado State. But I wanted to offer some fun trivia, some different stuff, and a couple of WTF stories. So with that, I don't even know if David has music for this. Let's begin. Oh, wait a minute now. John Tesh live at Red Rocks? Wait a minute. Okay, so the Ace Bailey thing David brought up about 30 minutes ago. Bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see how it plays out. Forcing your way out of the top five, costing yourself up to $15 million. Oh, and by the way, you measured 6'7", not 6'10". Sick strategy. We'll move on. Trivia time, and you guys can collaborate on this. What school leads with four players selected number one overall in the history of the NBA? What school? Four number one overall picks.
I initially think Duke, but I'm going to go with Kansas.
Well, you should have shut your face and stuck with Duke. Now, can you name the four players?
It will be okay, so we're not talking about what can happen tonight. It's already happened, right?
Zion.
One.
Yep.
Do you want a hint?
Yes.
I'll give you a hint. Penis cancer.
Kyrie.
That's two.
No, not Christian.
No. Grant Hill didn't go number one.
Here's a hint. On a team better than the Pistons.
Oh, Paolo.
Paolo Banchero. Yeah. That's three. Now, the four is an old head, but not that old. And he went on to become a dog bleep GM in this league.
Elton Brand.
Yes.
Good one.
Nice job. In that theme.
I remember watching him play in the 99 Final Four.
Okay. Up next, Rico's top 10 Eddie Curry highlights.
Oh, boy.
All right. In an in-the-lottery era, only four players of the 39 players taken number one overall won a championship with the team that drafted them. Can you name those players?
That went number one overall. Okay. Kyrie's one.
That's one. I'll give you a hint because, you know,
LeBron is another.
That's two. David, we found a game that you're good at. It's only taken 15 years. Here's a hint.
Magic is another.
No. Nope.
Oh, you said air. This air. Okay, I'm sorry.
Lottery era.
Yeah. My bad.
The other two played for the same team.
Lottery era.
How glorious,
San Antonio.
How glorious are these trumpets?
Oh, Tim Duncan.
And?
Is it David Robinson?
Got him.
Yeah.
The Admiral. Nice job. From the WTF category, I'd like to tell you the story of Noah Asengwe.
Okay.
He's a French guy. He's playing for, I can't pronounce this, Ratatatouille in the German, whatever it is. Well, they're in the BBL finals. This is exciting. They're up 2-1 in the series. He's decided it's a good time to leave the team to attend the draft tonight. Playing for a championship, leaves the team to go to Brooklyn. He explained, while it was a difficult decision, it's a special opportunity for him to experience the draft, and he trusts his teammates to finish the series. Close quote.
So he left in the middle of the finals.
Dude, he chucked the deuces and was like, "Sit!" Bailed on his team in the finals.
Enjoy
up to one.
Enjoy playing here in Germany. I'm going to the U.S.
Right. Hey, you losers, enjoy playing for Ratatouille. I'm heading to Williamsburg. All right.
That's a hysterical story. I only started paying attention when you said BBL.
I'll explain later.
Okay, good talk.
I thought the same too, Kenny. I'm like, what? I don't know if he knows what it stands for.
I'm very confused, and I don't want to start guessing because it'll only get us in more trouble. Let's just move on.
It's the latest thing in fashion for some women. First word is Brazilian.
Yes, I understand. Well, I read an article in the New York Post. There's been a rash of deaths in New York about this.
Yes.
Like, women are dying.
Because they're going overseas.
Got you. No, that's not what he's doing. Or it would be very awkward to play basketball.
And he was in Germany.
Let's just keep it moving.
And you can't sit down and you have to fly back home.
Really, we've got to keep it going. All right. Which NBA team has had the number one pick the most?
Clippers.
Wrong.
Nets.
Wrong. Think.
Charlotte.
Now, think for a minute. Oh. We can't just blurt out every franchise.
Okay.
A lot of controversy. A lot of people thought it was a setup.
Yeah,
they
Cleveland?
Got a. There it is.
Yeah.
They got the kid from Akron the year he was coming out.
Cleveland.
Hey, LeBron left us. What? They get the number one
Kyrie.
Pick. Right. Now, which team has never had the number one overall pick?
In the lottery era?
Only one team has never gotten the number one pick in the lottery era.
The Lakers.
Wrong.
Phoenix?
Wrong again.
Oh, no, Ayton.
Yeah.
But it is in the Western Conference. I'll help you that much.
Sacramento?
You can't have these guesses with a question mark.
Okay.
Do you want another hint?
Golden State Warriors.
No, okay, you guys are terrible. It is actually the Denver Nuggets.
Wow.
They have never had the number one pick.
That's shocking because they were not good for a while.
Also, Nikola Jokic was drafted during a Taco Bell commercial.
Well, heck, I mean, yeah.
It's true.
Look how long it took the Pistons to get the number one.
Again, exactly. You're 70s to...
The NBA has taken on an international flavor.
Okay.
How many nations were represented in last year's draft?
Was it 10 nations? 10 nations.
You're going to guess 10.
10 nations.
David?
I'm going to go 15.
David's closer. 14.
Mm.
Can you guess the nations?
Well, France.
One.
Germany.
Two.
Spain.
Three.
Serbia.
Oh, my God. Kenny from the clouds. Four.
Yeah.
Portugal. Say the U.S. That's five.
Portugal.
No. Sorry.
Italy.
Sadly, no. There's really? Just a shortage on Italian ball players. Here are the
France.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's USA, France, Canada, Lithuania,
Canada,
Germany, Serbia, Brazil, Cameroon, Switzerland, Australia, Spain, Sweden, Belgium, Netherlands, and Turkey.
Turkey, okay.
14.
I keep forgetting Canada.
Canada, they have so many ball players now. I forget about that.
Yeah. Well, your MVP.
SGA.
Yeah.
Who, once again, we have to keep reminding Jim Costa, was not drafted by the Thunder.
No.
Benedict Mathurin, Canadian.
Excuse me?
Benedict Mathurin is Canadian. I didn't stop it. Nope. I didn't. Nope. Nope.
Just, I'm like, oh.
Back to, you know what? I was about to get it. Never mind.
All I hear is Jill Scott singing Grits.
That is your NBA draft primer / trivia 97.1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.